It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to finally sunny Bowling Green Ballpark in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And game one of this six-game series between the homestanding Bowling Green Hot Rods, 17-16, the Tampa Bay Rays, South Atlantic League affiliate, taking on your Brooklyn Cyclones, 18-15. Your New York Mets, South Atlantic League Farm Club. Welcome in to the pregame show here on this Wednesday morning, afternoon, wherever you may be, as the Cyclones and Hot Rods at long last get this six-game series underway. Torrential rain yesterday washing away the lid lifter of this series. Game was called fairly early before the scheduled first pitch time, and yeah, by the time we left the ballpark yesterday, there was still plenty of standing water behind third base and along the warning track towards left and center field. So it was pretty gross out. It's the second rainout of the season for Brooklyn. They'll make that up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 6:30 Eastern time. As we remind you that we are in the Central Time Zone, the only Central Time Zone slot in the entire South Atlantic League here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. But a lot has changed since the last time we spoke to you on the radio network. Ryan Clifford and Brandon Sproat were transferred to Double-A Binghamton. Clifford making his Double-A debut yesterday, went 0-for-4. Brandon Sproat expected to make his Double-A debut this afternoon for the Rumble Ponies. In addition to that, Diosmurky Taveras was released by the New York Mets. Ben Simon, the right-hander, was placed on the 7-day IL. Carlos Oviedo, who had been with Brooklyn last week on the development list, he was reinstated, so he is on the active roster, and the Cyclones adding a couple of relief arms from Single-A St. Lucie. Jimmy Loper joins the squad from St. Lucie, had not allowed a run in his final 7 2/3 Florida State League innings, and Juwilmi Ramirez is back, was in the Cyclones rotation to close out last year. He will be in the bullpen for Brooklyn starting today. But that a big part of the changes roster-wise for Brooklyn. Cyclones making just their second ever trip here to the Commonwealth of Kentucky here this week. First trip since 2022. Jonah Tong going to get the ball today in game one of this series, making his third South Atlantic League start. Has allowed just one earned run this season over 27 2/3 frames. Had that broken up in the third inning last Wednesday against Rome. But Tong will take the mound today, the 20-year-old right-hander. He'll go against the veteran righty Roel Garcia III, 25-year-old right-hander in his second season with Bowling Green. So far this year, 1-1, a 4.62 ERA. Garcia expected to make his third start of the season here today. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back here on the radio network and the pregame show, we will get you starting lineups for the opening game of the six-game series. Brooklyn and Bowling Green coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting you ready for first pitch here from Bowling Green Ballpark. Right around the bend, Hot Rods and Cyclones, opening game of this six-game series after yesterday's contest was washed away. Some torrential downpours here in Kentucky, and with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups here on this Education Day. Our starting lineups are brought to you by the Fairfield Inn and Suites. Taking a look at the starting lineup for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. Leading off, it'll be Nick Morabito in center field, coming off the three-hit game on Sunday against Rome. William Lugo will bat second and play shortstop. Nick LaRusso over at first base is in the three hole. Stanley Consuegra trying to snap out of his funk. He'll clean up and play left field. Wilfredo Lara continues to bat in the five slot. He is at third base. Nolan McLean, designated hitter this afternoon. He'll bat sixth, expected to start one of the two games of the doubleheader tomorrow. Chris Suero will once again start behind the plate, has spent a lot of innings behind the dish as catcher since joining the Cyclones at the start of last week, but he will be in the seven-hole. Junior Tillian, he bats eighth and will be at second base in this ball game. And Jeffrey De Los Santos returns to the outfield tonight. He'll bat ninth and be in right field with Jonah Tong, scheduled to make his third South Atlantic League start here today. Tong, no record, an ERA of one in Brooklyn, a .33 ERA overall this season. Taking a look at the Bowling Green starting nine put together by their manager Rafael Valenzuela. Leading off in center field is one of the fastest guys in baseball. He has one more stolen base than Omar De Los Santos since the start of the 2022 season. That is Chandler Simpson. Xavier Isaac will bat second at first base, one of the Rays' top prospects and one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. Rays' first-round pick from last year, Braden Taylor, he'll bat third and be at third base. Cooper Kinney, who leads the league in doubles, bats cleanup and will be at second. Colton Ledbetter, one of the Rays' top 20 farmhands, bats fifth. He is in left field. Trey Morgan, who was drafted out of LSU last year, will make his high A debut this afternoon. He bats sixth and will be the DH. Cameron James, the cousin of Braves infielder Austin Riley, will bat seventh and be behind the plate. Brock Jones is the eight-hole hitter. He is in right field. Hunter Haas bats ninth and plays short. And Roel Garcia the third, then Rice University alum, will take the ball for the Hot Rods today. Garcia, so far this season for Bowling Green, a 1-1 record and a .462 ERA. Taking a look at the South Atlantic League before this one gets underway, as the lineup cards being exchanged on this sunny Wednesday afternoon. Couple of games across the docket today. As a matter of fact, right now, only two night games scheduled for the South Atlantic League today, because Aberdeen and Wilmington already rained out. They, too, will play a doubleheader tomorrow. But Hickory and Greensboro already in the fourth. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley are headed to the bottom of the second. So only Asheville hosting Rome. They played at 11 in the morning yesterday. They will play at 6:35 Eastern time tonight. And Greenville and Winston-Salem will get underway at 7:05 Eastern tonight in South Carolina. So those are the only two night games on the schedule in the league today. As for right now, here in Kentucky, it is 69 degrees, mix of sun and clouds. Can see a little bit of that blue horizon off towards the first baseline, but certainly a lot more clouds amalgamated out towards the left field fence here at Bowling Green Ballpark. But setting up for a beautiful afternoon of baseball here in Kentucky. But as you mentioned, looking at the league standings coming into play today, Brooklyn right now in fourth place, a game and a half back of Jersey Shore, who had their 10-game winning streak snapped yesterday on the road in Hudson Valley. Right now, Jersey Shore half game up on Greensboro, a game up on Aberdeen in third, and then Hudson Valley a game back of Brooklyn for fourth, two and a half games back. Right now, only four games separating first from last place in the division in the South. Bowling Green a game and a half back of Rome coming into play today. They are a game and a half up on Winston-Salem for second place. So certainly much more separation in the South right now than in the North. But the Cyclones trying to come back after the loss on Sunday, open up this series with a victory on Tuesday ahead of the doubleheader tomorrow right back here at Bowling Green Ballpark. We'll step aside for a matter of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you for this Education Day here at Bowling Green Ballpark. Hot Rods and Cyclones, Mets and Rays in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon. afternoon, folks. Welcome back out to Bowling Green Ballpark. First pitch between the Hot Rods and the Cyclones just around the bend on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now here in Kentucky, a cool 69 degrees here at the ballpark. Real feel right at 69 as well. 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the west-northwest, but the American flag out in left center relatively at a standstill. Roel Garcia III scheduled to make the start this afternoon for Bowling Green. He's warming up on the mound as we speak. Garcia III, 6'4", 245 pounds, 25 years old from Clear Lake, Texas, making his seventh start of the year, 1-1, a 4.62 ERA, 24 hits and 25 in a third inning, 7 walks and 22 strikeouts. No decision in his last start. That was Thursday against Greensboro. Did not pick up a decision. Gave up 5 runs a season high. Only 3 were earned on 3 hits in 3 innings. Walked 2. Did tie a season high 5 strikeouts in that ballgame. But Garcia will get the start this afternoon, as Brooklyn will have Nick Morabito to lead things off against him in the top half of the first inning. Morabito coming off a 3-hit game on Sunday against Rome, had a double and a run scored. Garcia ready, Morabito ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is a fastball high, and we are underway at 11:06 Eastern. Morabito coming into play today, leading all of minor league baseball in on-base percentage, third in batting average, as the 1-0 foul back and the count even at 1. Overall on the year, Morabito hitting at .385 between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, a homer and 10 RBIs. The 1-1 from Garcia, and this a breaking ball hit on the ground at third, bobbled there by Braden Taylor. And Morabito is going to be safe at first base. So Morabito just couldn't quite find a way to, rather, Braden Taylor couldn't quite find a way to make that play cleanly. And so in all likelihood, an E5 to start the day defensively for the Hot Rods. And Morabito on to start the top of the first. So now here is William Lugo. Has picked up a base hit in 3 consecutive games. And he takes the breaking ball from Garcia low. And the count 1-0. They do give an error on that last ground ball to Braden Taylor. And so Brooklyn with the leadoff man aboard. Morabito does have 13 stolen bags. He goes the 1-0 pitch high. Throw down to second base by James is late. So the count 2-0 on Lugo. Morabito is 14th stolen bag. And Brooklyn quickly a man in scoring position with nobody out. Well, Lugo hitting just a .135 on the year, 12 for 89. 3 doubles, no homers, 10 RBIs. Lugo did have an RBI double on Sunday, 3 for his last 11. Garcia works from the stretch. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Lugo pulls it. Swing and a miss, foul ball. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Interesting sight lines for us here in Bowling Green. We are stationed almost adjacent to the third base bag up the line. The 2-1, and Lugo a high pop fly. Third base side, Braden Taylor about halfway down. Will make the catch about equidistant to the pitcher's mound, and Lugo retired for the first out of the ballgame. So a man at second, one out, and here is Nick LaRusso. LaRusso has reached in 11 straight games entering the day, 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored in Sunday's loss. First pitch to LaRusso bounces in the dirt, and the count 1-0. Taking a look at Bowling Green defensively this afternoon, left to right of the outfield, Colton Ledbetter, Chandler Simpson, and Brock Jones. Third to first around the infield, Braden Taylor, Hunter Haas, Cooper Kinney, and Xavier Isaac, with Cameron James, the catcher, behind the plate. 1-0 to Nick. And this one down by the ankles. It's two balls and no strikes. LaRusso hitting at 277. Two home runs, a team best, 16 RBIs. Top 10 in the league in triples, doubles, and extra base hits. The pitch, and LaRusso sends it to the screen behind the plate. And the count, two balls and a strike. Garcia, former 14th round pick of the Rays out of Rice University in Houston, making his seventh start of the year, second year with the club, as Garcia spins and looks the runner back to second. Made 20 appearances, 14 starts in the South Atlantic League a year ago. 2-1 to Nick. Runner breaks for third. Pitch is low. Throw down at third by James. Not in time. Well, Nick Morabito has stolen himself second and third base. It's 3-1 on LaRusso. And Brooklyn has the game's first run 90 feet away, as Bowling Green will bring the infield in. Morabito, four stolen bases in his first six South Atlantic League games. The 3-1. And LaRusso, a high foul ball. This one ticketed towards the roof along the first baseline. And the count full. But Garcia last year, 4-8 record, had a sub-4 ERA at 3.84. That was top 10 in the league. The payoff pitch, and LaRusso into right field. Coming on is Jones to make the catch. Morabito was halfway down the line, and so he has to head back to third base, cannot tag. I don't know if Morabito read that one off the bat, thinking it might dunk in front of Jones, or just realized that it was a line drive right at him, and it wouldn't exactly be the best ball to try and score on from right field. LaRusso might have just hit that ball a tad bit too hard. So a man at third and two out. And Stanley Consuegra takes a called strike on the outside corner. Stanley 0-for-3 on Sunday with a walk. 0-for his last nine in his previous three games. As Consuegra takes a slider low. And the count of ball and a strike. Stanley getting just a buck 84 to start the year. 18-for-98, a homer and 11 RBIs. Infield moves back for Bowling Green. 1-1, and Consuegra, a chopper toward short. Coming on is Haas from the infield. Grass throw to first in time to get Consuegra, and the inning is over. A nice play by Hunter Haas coming in to take away an infield hit and an RBI from Stanley Consuegra. So Brooklyn gets the leadoff man on, but strand him at third base. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing, and Bowling Green coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jonah Tong on the mound this afternoon for the Brooklyn Cyclones, making his third South Atlantic League start. Tong, the right-hander from Markham, Ontario, Canada. 6'1", 180 pounds, just 20 years old. That seventh round pick a couple of years ago. Chandler Simpson, lefty batter, will lead things off for the Hot Rods. The league leader in batting average. And the first pitch fastball from Tong inside. And the count 1-0. A lot of lefties in this Bowling Green lineup. 7 of 9 in the order are left-handed. The 1-0. And Simpson takes high. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Including the first 6 batters in the Bowling Green lineup, all from the left-hand side of the plate. Tong behind in the count 2-0. The righty offers. And Simpson takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count now 2-1. 92 on the gun that time from Jonah. Simpson hitting at 336. No homers, 8 RBIs. A 2-1. And Simpson swings through a fastball down at 92. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simpson 2-for-5 on Sunday with an RBI. 7-for-20 last week against Greensboro. One of the Rays' top 10 prospects. Jonah's 2-2. And Simpson a slap through the left side and into left field for a base hit. That's what Simpson does so well. He does not hit the ball with a lot of authority, but has incredible bat control and just slapped that ball through the 5.5 hole between third and short for a base hit. And Simpson is on to lead off the bottom of the first inning. I have to watch him at first base. Simpson leading minor league baseball with 27 stolen bags. Has 129 since the start of the 2022 season. Here's Xavier Isaac, and he pulls this one down the right field line, and this one's going to roll all the way to the wall. Simpson's on his way to third. He's going to be waved around. The throw-in cut off by the first baseman, LaRusso. It's an RBI double for Xavier Isaac, and 2 batters into the bottom of the first. Bowling Green has a 1-0 lead. Well, that is how this Rays affiliate gets it done. Simpson gets on, and Isaac drives him in. Isaac, his league-leading 30th RBI of the year, his 7th double. 2 batters, 2 hits, and a 1-0 lead for the home team. So now it's Braden Taylor, the Rays' first-round pick from last year. And the former TCU Horned Frog takes a strike. And the count 0-1. Taylor, the 19th overall pick a year ago, homered on Sunday, but Tong had allowed just 1 earned in his first 26 innings, has allowed 1 through 2 batters today, as a dirt ball runs the count. It's actually 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thought first pitch was a called strike to Taylor. Don't have the best vantage point. No, it is 1 ball and 1 strike. Video board was wrong. Sometimes you just have to trust yourself, folks. The 1-1 pitch, and Taylor swings and misses at the change. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Taylor entering the day hitting 253. 3 homers, 14 RBIs. Second in the league in on-base percentage at 421. 1-2 from Jonah. There's a chopper to first. Fielded behind the bag in fair ground by LaRusso. Steps on first for the out as Isaac advances 90 feet to third. So Bowling Green has another run at 90 feet away. And now the cleanup hitter, Cooper Kinney. Kinney 0-for-4 on Sunday with a walk. Hitting at 278. Does not have a homer, but has brought in 21 runs. And he takes a fastball on the inside, black at 93. No balls and a strike. Kinney, the South Atlantic League leader in doubles with 12. Also top 10 in extra base hits and RBI. The 0-1. And this is a ground ball to second. Backhanded there by Tillian. Looks Isaac back to third. And he'll get the out at first base. 2 down. Take a look at the defense behind Jonah tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Stanley Consuegra, Nick Morabito, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Wilfredo Lara, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Nick LaRusso with Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. Now it's Colton Ledbetter. And Tong's first pitch, curveball down. And the count 1-0. Ledbetter 3-for-5 on Sunday, hitting at 247. Three homers, 13 RBIs. Rays second round pick last year out of Mississippi State. The 1-0. And that pitch inside, the slider. Two balls and no strikes. Ledbetter, Rays, number 12 prospect according to Baseball America. Number 14 by MLB.com. Isaac at 30 has an RBI double. Bowling Green a 1-0 lead. A 2-0 from Jonah. And he challenges him upstairs with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Ledbetter can't get around on it. And it's 2-1. Jonah making his 8th appearance, 6th start overall this year. 1-0 record at a .33 ERA entering the day. Tied for the lowest in minor league baseball, the 2-1. And a slider on the inside corner waved and missed. And Tong ahead around there works it even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tong, 47 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 27 and two-thirds innings this year. Looking for his first strikeout of the day, the 2-2. And a curveball pulled foul up the first baseline. And it stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tong is shortest start of the season last time out. Went just 4 innings against Rome. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. On a season-high 3 hits. Did walk a career-high 4. Struck out a season-low 4 in that game against Rome. Took a no decision. The 2-2. And a fastball rifled behind the plate. Tong joining Brooklyn during the final week of the 2-week homestand on Coney Island. Started the year with 26 consecutive innings without an earned run allowed. A 2-2. And Ledbetter down the line and left. But coming on to make the grab with both hands, Consuegra. And the side is retired. But the first two batters reach for Bowling Green, and they take a 1-0 lead. A single by Simpson, a double by Isaac. We're through 1-0 Hot Rods on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
It's been a couple weeks. Missed hearing Johnny's voice. Great to hear it on that. And for our Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway on July the 3rd. Looking forward to that one. I think that's my favorite bobblehead giveaway of the season here in 2024. But a reminder, folks, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. Call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. So Roel Garcia, the third, has a 1-0 lead to work with. As we head to the top of the second inning, Lara, McLean, and Suero, 3 scheduled to bat. And the first pitch, fastball to Lara, misses up and in. And the count 1-0. Lara hitting at a .195, 15 for 77. No homers, 7 RBIs as the 1-0 off the hands. Had a play to the right in the count 1-1. Lara 0 for 3 on Sunday, but has reached in 3 straight games. Was 3 for 18 in that series against the Emperors, the 1-1 down and away. Slider, 2 balls and a strike. Bowling Green today wearing the orange alternate uniforms for this day contest, the 2-1. Lara sends it straight back. And the count 2-2. Orange uniforms, hot rods, and navy across the chest. Navy numerals front and back. Some navy trim up by the shoulders. The 2-2 to Lara. Down and away and the count full. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Garcia today. Black and white cleats, navy cap, navy bill. The payoff pitch, and Lara hits one on the ground is short. Backhanded in the hole by Taylor. Throw to first in time to get him. That is Hunter Haas playing shortstop today. And Haas making the nice backhanded stop in the hole. Couple of nice plays by Haas. One coming in for the final out of the first, and they're on the backhand for the first out of the second. Now it's Nolan McClain, and he checks his swing but takes a called strike anyway. And the count 0-1. McClain 0 for 3 on Sunday. That's 5 for 16 offensively last week. Hitting at 246, the 0-1. McClain out in front. Chops one into the third base dugout, a foul ball. McClain, 4 homers, leads the team, 12 RBIs. 874 OPS. The 0-2. And McClain swings and misses for strike 3. Got him with the 92-mile-an-hour fastball up. First strikeout today for Roel Garcia. And he's retired 5 straight after the leadoff man reached on an error. 2 out for Chris Suero. Suero hitting at 238 between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. 2 homers, 17 RBIs. Was 0 for 4 on Sunday. And he swings at the first pitch and hits it in the air left side. Out in a shallow left is Haas. Called off by the charging left fielder Ledbetter. And he'll make the catch in that Bermuda Triangle. Braden Taylor, the third baseman, was out there as well. And Garcia, a 1-2-3 top half of the second inning. Needing only 10 pitches. 1.5 complete on this Wednesday morning. A 1-0 lead for the Hot Rods on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jonah Tong back to work. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch to the leadoff man, Trey Morgan. As a slider taken for strike one. Morgan, James, and Jones. 6-7-8-2 up for the Hot Rods in the second. Brooklyn trailing 1-0. Trey Morgan, the 0-1 in the dirt. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Morgan making his high A and South Atlantic League debut today. Morgan called up from single A Charleston yesterday. Blake Robertson was sent to single A. Is this a foul ball? And they're going to give Morgan first base on catcher's interference. So Morgan made contact with Suero's glove on the swing. And after we saw Brooklyn be the beneficiary of that a couple of times last week, it'll be an error charged on Suero. That allows the leadoff man Morgan to reach in the bottom of the second. So here is Cameron James, and he takes in the dirt, down and away. And the count 1-0. James, righty swinging catcher, hitting at a 173, 14 for 81. Three home runs, eight RBIs. James, 2-for-5 with a home run in Sunday's game against Greensboro. It's 4-for-15 in that series. Roddy offers. James laid on a fastball up and away at 94. And the count evens at one. Brooklyn wearing the road grays today. BKLYN arched across the chest in navy Old English lettering. Swing and a miss there by James. Another fastball. And the count of ball and two strikes. Navy numerals front and back with that powder blue border. Navy sleeves on that great top for Brooklyn. Lights on here at the stadium, the 1-2. And James strikes out on the high cheese. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up. First strikeout today for Jonah Tong. And there's one away in the bottom of the second inning. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. One on, one out for Brock Jones, the right fielder. And the former second-round pick takes a curveball at the knees. And the count 0-1. Jones, second-round pick 2 years ago out of Stanford. Hitting at 221, three homers, 11 RBIs. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 0-1. Inside and low. Another curveball. It's even at a ball and a strike. Tong, those gray pants all the way down below the ankles. Navy piping along the side. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the ballpark mound. So he steps off and throws to first. And Morgan dives back safely. Navy cap, navy bill, that powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. The pitch. And a fastball at the bottom of the zone. 93 that time from Tong. And the count of ball and two strikes. Clouds rolling in here in Bowling Green. So some first pitch sunshine that we had has dissipated. That's the lights are on. The 1-2. Curve ball hit on the ground a second. Bobbled by Tillian. Gathers, throws to first to get the out there. Tillian maybe picked his head up a tad bit too early, expecting a potential double play. Tong smiling about it on the rubber. What a good job by Junior to at least get one on the play. So Morgan at second with two out. And now the shortstop, Hunter Haas. He's made a couple of nice plays in the field. Righty batter. And he swings at the first pitch, grounds one to third. And a foul ball as the throw was made at first base by Lara. Home plate umpire ruled it a foul ball. Third base coach and manager Rafael Valenzuela thought that was a fair ball. Pretty good angle here down the third base line. I kind of agreed with Valenzuela. However, I don't know if that would have worked out for Bowling Green because Appeared like Lara was going to make the play to first in time. But a foul ball. No balls and a strike. Man at second, two out. The 0-1 pitch, and this on the ground to third. Nice backhand on a hop by Lara. High throw to first, and it pulls LaRusso off the bag, and Haas is safe. And the second error of the inning puts runners at the corners with two out. It was a short hop grounder to third. Lara made the backhand, but the throw sailed on him. Pulled LaRusso up in the air. And by the time his foot retouched the bag, Haas was already there safe. And so both base runners this inning have reached for Bowling Green on errors. And now men at the corners and two out for Chandler Simpson. First pitch to him is a breaking ball at the knees in the count 0-1. Simpson singled to left and scored immediately on the Isaac double in the bottom of the opening inning. Second round pick out of Georgia Tech 2 years ago, former college teammate of Kevin Parada. Has a breaking ball at the top of the zone, taken for a strike. And Simpson behind 0-2. Doesn't strike out a whole lot. Just 14 strikeouts and 123 plate appearances entering play today. The 0-2 pitch, and Simpson off the hands and onto the roof to stay alive. Simpson's played 51 games at the South Atlantic League level, coming into play today after joining Bowling Green in August of last year. And in that span, he's actually walked more than he struck out, 30 walks, 23 Ks. Runner goes from first, and Simpson sends another one back to the screen. Simpson has been a guy that has always hit. Led Division I in batting average in 2022, hit .433. He won the D1 batting title by 22 points. Then at the corners, two out. Another 0-2 from Tong, and Simpson just rifle one foul, and that's another catcher's interference, and the bases are loaded. That is the second catcher's interference called on Suero in the inning, and the third error of the frame by Brooklyn, and Bowling Green has the bases loaded. The call made immediately by the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, and this has not been a defensive exhibition by Brooklyn so far in this ballgame. So three errors in the inning. And now Xavier Isaac, who had an RBI double in his first at-bat, fouls it back in the count 0-1. Isaac is league-leading 30th RBI in his first at-bat. Reigning South Atlantic League Player of the Week, the 0-1. Checked his swing at a curveball, did not go. And the count even at one. Rain has started to fall here at Bowling Green. A light rain falling from the heavens here. Some of the kids that are sitting in uncovered seats making their way back towards the concourse. The pitch. And Isaac swings through a changeup down at 87. And Tong ahead of ball and two strikes. Tong's had a labor. He's thrown plenty of strikes, but this will be his 41st pitch of the game. Morgan reached on the catcher's interference. He's at third. Haas at second on a throwing error. And Simpson the same on catcher's interference at first. A big 1-2 coming from Jonah. And a fastball pulled foul. The first base coach's box. Isaac, youngest player on the Hot Rods opening day roster. Last week, 9-for-17 to win the league's Player of the Week, hit three home runs and drove in a third of his runs this season. Last week had 10 RBIs in six games. Tong at the chest, the 1-2. Down and away off the glove of Suero, and Bowling Green's going to add to their lead. A fourth defensive miscue here in the second inning. This time could be a pass ball on Suero. And it's 2-0 Bowling Green. That ball just hit him right in the wrist and rolled behind the plate. And that should be a passed ball. Counts 2-2 on Isaac. And Jonah Tong just getting no help right now here in the second inning. Haas goes to third. Simpson is second. It's 2-2, and the rain continues to fall. They set the 1-2 pitch, curveball in the dirt. And Isaac lays off the count full as Brooklyn's bullpen up and going out in right field because Tong has had to throw so many pitches in this inning. You just feel for Jonah right now. He has done everything right. But his defense, for really lack of a better phrase, has just sorely let him down so far in this second inning. So the 3-2 to Isaac. Jawilmi Ramirez up in the bullpen. And Isaac takes it at the letters. Strike three called. Isaac thought he had ball four. Arguing with the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. Adamant that that pitch was out of the zone. But Tong picks up his second strikeout of the inning. And the side retired. But Bowling Green adds to the lead without the benefit of a base hit. One run at no hits. Three errors. A passed ball and two men left. The end of 2-0 Bowling Green on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hasn't been pretty so far on this Wednesday morning. 2-0 Bowling Green as we go to the top of the third. Rain continuing to fall. Junior Tillian to lead off. And he takes downstairs from the right-hander Roel Garcia the third. And the count 1-0. Tillian will be followed by Jeffrey De Los Santos, then the top of the lineup. And Nick Morabito here in the third inning. The righty comes home, and Tillian golfs it back and out of play. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Tillian hitting at 217 for 85. No homers, five RBIs on the year for him. One for four with a double on Saturday. And he takes up and away. Two balls and a strike. Tillian has had significant home road splits so far this year. A 2-1. Sent to the checkerboard screen. It's 2-2. Tillian 14 for 42 at home. That's a .333 average. With four RBIs on the road so far this year, Tillian, it's been an entirely different story. Entering play today, just 3 for 43. The 2-2 pitch, and Tillian hits one in the air to left. Ledbetter in and towards the line. Now back a step to his left. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the third. So make that seven in a row retired by Garcia after allowing the leadoff man to reach to start the game. Brings up the right fielder Jeffrey De Los Santos for his first at-bat of the series. And the first pitch to the lefty batter. And a fastball thrown by him at 93. It's no balls and a strike. The The righty's 0-1. And De Los Santos fouls it behind the plate. And the count quickly 0-2. De Los Santos doubled in the game on Sunday, 1-for-4, just 1-for-19 in that opening series on the road against Rome. 5-for-30, 6 so far with Brooklyn. The 0-2 pitch, another foul ball sent behind the plate by Jeffrey. 2-0 Bowling Green, bases empty, one out. Top of the third inning. On this rainy Wednesday afternoon, the 0-2 pitch down and away. And the count of ball and two strikes on De Los Santos. Overall this year, hitting just .148. The 1-2. High and inside. Looked like another slider from Martin. Rather, Garcia in the count 2-2. Roddy hides his eyes behind that light blue mitt. The 2-2 pitch, and De Los Santos in the air. Third base side. Taylor on the grass and foul ground in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the second out. So two up and two down. And back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Reached on the error at third base. Stole a couple of bags in the first. First pitch to Nick. A fastball up and away. And the count 1-0. Morabito has reached in 16 consecutive games coming into play today. Hitting .462 since April the 20th. As the 1-0 off the wrists. And to the upper level of the first base seats. Evens up and a ball and a strike. 11 walks, 9 strikeouts in his last 16 games. 1-1. And Garcia blows a fastball by him up in the zone. And he's ahead 1-2, looking for his second consecutive 1-2-3 inning as Morabito asks for time, and it's granted. Travis Brewer behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Trey Ward on the bags. The 1-2 to Nick. And Morabito down the line and right, but this one ticketed for the sideberm of foul ball. Morabito, met second round pick a couple years ago out of Gonzaga College High School. Produced a lot of well-known football players. The 1-2 again, and Morabito takes outside. Well, the Jets' first-round pick this year, Olu Fashanu, out of my alma mater, Penn State, went there. Former Giants offensive tackle Roman Oben. And this year is number one overall pick as well, Caleb Williams, former Heisman Trophy winner. And Morabito fouls it away. Still at 2 balls and 2 strikes, Garcia. Been economical so far, just 43 pitches. This will be number 44 with the bases empty and two out. Another 2-2 pitch, and Morabito pulls another one up the third baseline. Next pitch will be number 8 in this at-bat. William Lugo waiting on deck. Certainly looks like the rain appears worse on the TV monitor than it does in reality right now. The 2-2 pitch down and away. Fastball at 93 and the count full. So a 9-pitch at-bat from Morabito to try and stress out the right-hander Garcia the third. The payoff to Nick. This pulled on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Haas. Jump throw to first base. Not in time. Morabito legged it out. An infield base hit for Nick Morabito. That'll be the first base hit of the afternoon for Brooklyn. And the Cyclones have a two-out base runner in the third. It was a nice play by Haas. And a bang-bang play there at the first base bag. Hot Rods certainly thought they got him. Morabito extends his on-base streak to 17. And the inning continues for William Lugo. Kick and fire. Lugo takes down and away. One ball and no strikes. Lugo popped up to third in his first at-bat. Lugo 4 for 18 last week against Rome. Trying to find a way to catch fire at the plate as a throwback to first. And Morabito dives back. Lugo off to a slow start this year. 12 for 89. An OPS just over 500. As Lugo sends the 1-0 back towards the upper deck. Evens at a ball and a strike. Lugo has been able to draw plenty of walks, though. Fourth in the South Atlantic League in free passes. 12th in minor league baseball in walk rate. The 1-1 outside. Maybe a little bit high as well. Two balls and a strike. Lugo signed by the Mets in the same international free agent class as former Cyclone and Mets catcher Francisco Alvarez. The 2-1, way high. And James out of his crouch to try and control it. Keeps Morabito at first base. It's 3-1. But Lugo was the last major signing made by former Mets international scouting director Chris Becerra before he left to take a job with the Red Sox, and Brody Van Wagenen took over as the man in charge of the Mets front office. As Lugo yanks it on the ground up the third base line, it's now full at 3-2. But the reason why the Mets had the money to sign Lugo is because they traded away a former Cyclone. 2018, the Mets traded Jairys Familia to the A's in July, got an extra $1 million in bonus pool money, and then used that to sign Lugo as the runner goes and the pitch outside, ball four. So Lugo works yet another walk, his 27th of the year, and back-to-back two-out base runners. So the Cyclones have the tying runs on with two down. Nick LaRusso, the batter, is Jim Paddock, a Bowling Green pitching coach, out of the dugout to talk with the right-hander Garcia III. There's been plenty of shuffling in the organization the last couple of days. Brandon Sproat making his Double-A debut today for Binghamton at home against Bowie. Orioles Double-A team, his Double-A debut is over, and if there was any doubt that Sproat was deserving of the jump up to the Eastern League, well, his debut certainly proved it. It's one of the best farm systems and lineups in minor league baseball. Sproat 5 shutout, 3-hit innings, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Will take a no decision because it's a scoreless game in the 7th. Shout out to Brandon Sproat, a great debut as Nick LaRusso takes low. And the count 1-0. Ryan Clifford has his first Double-A base hit today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. We'll give you the full update around the organization a little bit later on this afternoon. Sun trying to peek its way back out. The 1-0. LaRusso out in front of the change. Taps it behind the dish and the count 1-1. Morabito at second, Lugo at first. Two out, top of the third. Hot Rod's a 2-0 lead. Garcia's 1-1. LaRusso again out in front. Lunging and pulls it foul. And it's a ball and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck for Brooklyn. The Cyclones trying to chip away at this deficit. LaRusso wide stance in the righty box. The 1-2. And Nick again gets it off the handle. Stays at 1-2 on him. And plenty of day games in the organization today. Triple A Syracuse in action, along with Double A Binghamton, the Florida Complex League team in action, of course, right here in Bowling Green for the Cyclones. As LaRusso takes the fastball outside, and it evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia up over 30 pitches in this inning. This will be number 32. The 2-2, and LaRusso again fouls it away. There is some throwing in the Hot Rods left field bullpen because the pitch count is so high in the frame. Two on, two out. Brooklyn down by two. The pitch. Russo can't hold up on the offering down in the zone. Strike three called by the home plate umpire Travis Brewer. And Brooklyn strands a pair in the third. No runs, one hit, and two men left on the walk at the end of two and a half. It's a 2-0 Hot Rods lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third. Brooklyn trying to keep this a two-run game. 2-0 Bowling Green, our score. Fans calling all kids on this education day. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. But first, Braden Taylor to lead off for Bowling Green in the home third. And he takes a slider on the outside corner for a called strike. And the count 0-1, Taylor Kinney Ledbetter, the 3-2 up in the third. Tong working from the middle of the rubber. The one-strike pitch in the dirt. And it's even at one, but all kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them. You'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game, the 1-1 inside corner. Slider that time, it's a ball and 2 strikes. But for more information on our Home Run Raiders program and many, many more activities and programs, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. The 1-2, Taylor pulls it on the ground behind first. Picked up in fair territory by LaRusso, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the first out of the third inning. Top of the 1 o'clock hour in the east, top of the noon hour here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Bowling Green a 2-0 lead. Opening game of this series after the lid lifter yesterday was rained out. As Cooper Kinney will dig in. Kinney, former first-round pick of the Rays 3 years ago out of the Baylor School in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as Kinney takes the curveball high. And the count 1-0, Kinney, Rays number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America. 1-0 from Jonah, and he misses high. Another curveball. It's 2-0. Kinney missed all of the 2022 season, needed surgery after tearing the labrum in his shoulder, trying to dive back to second base in a spring training game. As Kinney fouls it away, 2-1. And that shoulder injury, so significant, he played mostly first base last year at single A Charleston. Just now getting back into the rhythm of playing his regular infield spots at second and third. 2-1. And Kinney laid on the fastball at 94. Two balls and two strikes. One of the things that really impressed the Rays about Kinney, some of the things he did while he was rehabbing from that shoulder injury, the 2-2, hops off of home. And the count full at three balls and two strikes. But he asked the Rays if he could get some live at-bats during Tampa's Dominican Instructional League. Got to DH a couple of games out there. Rays saw it as a great sign that at 20 years old, Kinney was asking to participate there. As Kinney lines one is short. And Lugo a few steps to his right makes the grab at his chest. Two out now here in the third. That brings up Colton Ledbetter, fly ball to left in his first at-bat. And despite the two runs given up by Tong so far today, this is as good, at least in my eyes, as he has looked since joining the Cyclones a couple weeks ago. Just based for any other reason than his strike-throwing ability today has been greatly improved. This fouled off the glove of Suero 0-1. 55 pitches for Tong here in the third, but 40 of those 55 are strikes. Struggled a bit with his command last week against Rome. Righty's 0-1, and that all the way to the backstop on a fly, tad bit high. So right on cue, and the wildest pitch of the day for Jonah. And the count even at 1. Two nothing Bowling Green here in the third. Ledbetter stands at the back of the lefty box, the 1-1. And he can't hit the curveball down. Drop that front shoulder to try and hit that pitch with nasty downward life. And Ledbetter behind a ball and two strikes. Started his college career at Samford in Alabama before moving on to the SEC in Mississippi State. 1-2 pitch, and Ledbetter dribbles it off himself before it rolls into fair ground. So 1-2, it stays. Ledbetter, member of the Rays spring breakout roster, came on in the fifth inning, went 0-for-2 in that game. So someone highly regarded, helped Charleston last year win the Carolina League. Homering in the opening game on that championship series. The 1-2 pitch, and Ledbetter pops it in the air. This one will make it towards the third base seats, and we'll get into the third base dugout. Suero chased after it, but did not have a play. And so 1-2, it stays on Colton Ledbetter. They deal with a little bit of injury the tail end of last year. Spent a week on the IL. And has been healthy throughout here in 2024. 1-2. And this foul towards the press level to our left. Remains a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Tong already up at 60 pitches this afternoon. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. The 1-ball, 2-strike pitch and the fastball high. Up by the shoulders. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tong coming into play today. Third in minor league baseball in strikeout rate. 6th in strikeout to walk rate. And for another K to end the third. The 2-2. High again, and it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trey Morgan, the designated hitter, waiting on deck for the Hot Rods. Payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. So they're the first walk allowed by Tong today. And it comes after he had Ledbetter behind a ball and two strikes. So the inning continues for Trey Morgan. Reached on catcher's interference last inning, scored on the passed ball. So one on and two out for the lefty swinging Morgan. And a fastball inside. Didn't miss by much. And the count 1-0. Morgan, before joining Bowling Green yesterday, was hitting .320 with Charleston. Two homers, 11 RBIs, runner goes. Suero can't catch it in the air. As he tried to make the grab and throw all in one motion. Pitch was low. It's two balls and no strikes. And Ledbetter a stolen bag to move into scoring position with two down. So Ledbetter is fifth stolen bag. And now a man in scoring position for Morgan. Ahead in the count 2-0. Righty fires. And another breaking ball bounces. Make that five straight that have missed for Tong. Cameron James now on deck as Brooklyn's bullpen back up again. Morgan chokes up from the left-hand side. 3-0, and this one ripped down the line and left. That one is going to be a fair ball rolling into the corner. That will score Ledbetter. Morgan on his way to second, and he'll stop there with an opposite field RBI double. Well, the first base hit for Trey Morgan in the South Atlantic League is an RBI double, his 12th RBI of the year, his fifth two-base hit. And the two-out walk burns Tong. He gives up another earned run. And the Hot Rods have a 3-0 lead. He had Ledbetter 1-2, but lost him, had to get one over after five straight missed. Now Cameron James as another breaking ball bounces off the plate. And the count 1-0. Seems like Tong lost a bit of the feel for the curveball after retiring the first two men in the third inning. A 1-0. A check swing from James. Could not hold up. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Next pitch will be number 70 on the day for Jonah. He's really had to work so far this afternoon. His 26th pitch of the third. It's a little cue ball to the first base dugout. And the count 1-2. Wonder how much longer Tong will go today. Joelmi Ramirez up for the second time. Trying to get out of the third, the 1-2. That pitch misses down. Two balls and two strikes on Cameron James. James, his first season as a catcher, either in college or in pro ball, converted during the offseason. The second baseman, third baseman, and left fielder with the Hot Rods last season. 2-2. This one in the dirt gets away from Suero. And Morgan will advance to third on a wild pitch. And the count now full at 3-2 on James. Would not be surprised if Tong loses James here. Gilbert Gomez would come out of the dugout to take the baseball. Morgan at third with two out. Hot Rods up by three. The payoff pitch. And a breaking ball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three called. Throws him on the Snapdragon. Third strikeout for Tong. But Bowling Green adds another run with a two-out rally. One run, one hit, one man left at the end of three innings of play. It's 3-0 Bowling Green on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Stanley Gonswager to lead off for Brooklyn here in the top of the fourth. First pitch swinging, hits it in the air to left. Turning around the left fielder, Ledbetter, now coming in to his left, makes the grab. And Gonswager retired on one pitch to start the top of the fourth inning. So one up and one down here, as Wilfredo Lara will dig in. Lara ground out to short tonight. So far in this ball game, no runs, one hit, three errors, three men left. As Lara takes low, 1-0, Bowling Green, three runs, three hits, one error. They have stranded four. Garcia from the wind, the 1-0, and Lara, another fly ball, playable in shallow center. Out is the shortstop, Haas. The left fielder Ledbetter calls everybody off, slices between the shortstop Haas and the center fielder Simpson to make the catch on the move. Three pitches, two outs in the fourth inning. Brings up the designated hitter, Nolan McClain. Nolan struck out his first time, 0 for 1 today. Came into play today, 40 fewer plate appearances than anyone else in the league, with 11 or more extra base hits. And he takes downstairs from Garcia. One ball and no strikes. Stands at the back of the righty box, the 1-0. And Garcia finds the outside corner. And the count even at one. Garcia, fastball, slider. Changeup can also cut that fastball, the 1-1 to Nolan. And that tap behind the plate. A ball and two strikes. McClain obviously has been dominant at the plate in terms of hitting for extra bases. However, strikeouts have been an issue. Strikeout rate over 50% offensively entering the day. The 1-2 pitch, and he chases that slider off of home plate for strike three. And the side retired. So the second 1-2-3 inning today for Roel Garcia. The third is third strikeout. And this time he retires Brooklyn order in the fourth on just seven pitches. To the bottom of the fourth, 3-0 Bowling Green on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group, because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch Package. Dive into a two-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jonah Tong does come back out to work. 73 pitches through four innings. Or through three innings, I should say, today. As Brock Jones takes a strike. At the top of the zone of the count, 0-1. 8-9-1 due up for Bowling Green in the fourth. Jones, Haas, and Simpson. There is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, however, as the 0-1. Fouled back by the former Stanford Cardinal. And the count 0-2. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Let you know what's going on across the circuit today. One game already impacted by weather that in Bowling Green rained out between the Blue Rocks and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. 0-2. And Jones goes fishing for strike three. Got him on the curveball down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jonah Tong, his fourth. And one out in the fourth inning for Hunter Haas. Haas ground out to third, or rather reached on the error at third. Later came around to score back in the second inning. Righty against righty in the first pitch. Right off the glove of Suero to the backstop. And the count 1-0. But elsewhere in the South Atlantic League today, bottom of the ninth, Greensboro a 2-1 lead on Hickory. 1-0 from Tong. High with a fastball, two balls and no strikes. Jack Brannigan, a home run, his sixth of the year for the Grasshoppers. Right in the thick of the race in the North Division. As there's a strike, outer half to Haas at 92. And the count 2-1 on the Bowling Green shortstop. Top of the sixth right now in Hudson Valley. Renegades in danger of giving Jersey Shore a second straight loss after winning 10 in a row. As this one floated shallow center. Off the end of the bat and in front of Morabito for a base hit. So Hunter Haas on base for the second time. Fourth hit of the game for Bowling Green against Tom. And a season high against him. Back to the top of the order in Chandler Simpson. Reached on catcher's interference his last time. Been on base twice today. Singled and scored in the opening frame. Right now, Hudson Valley is 7-2 lead on Jersey Shore. Brian Rincon does have a home run for the Blue Claws as Tong takes and offers up and in. Suero out of his crouch looks Haas back to first. And the count 1-0. Baron Stewart making a start for Hudson Valley today. Throw back to first, and Haas dives back. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth, Hot Rods a 3-0 lead. Tong from the stretch. Runner starts and stops, and Simpson in the air left side out of play. It evens at one. those, the other two games in progress right now. Everything else in the league, only two games scheduled to start in the evening hours today, both in the South Division. Asheville hosting Rome at 6:35. As the pitch to Simpson, driven in the air to center. Back goes Morabito to rob the center fielder of a base hit. Reaching over his head to make the grab as runner at first. Haas retreats back to second base. Retreats back to first base, I should say. So one on and two out as Simpson retired for the first time. And now the first baseman, Xavier Isaac. RBI double in his first at-bat today. First pitch to Isaac, called strike down and away. And a count 0-1. Isaac, RBI double, struck out looking his last time against Tong. A 0-1 pitch, and Isaac rips one in right, coming on Jeffrey De Los Santos, makes the play on a backhand on the one-hop, as Isaac will stop at first with a base hit. Haas advancing 90 feet to second. What a good job by Jeffrey De Los Santos in right field to hold Isaac to a single. Thought that ball might get behind him, a sharp liner right at him. And able to make the play on a one-hop backhand. So Isaac with his second hit of the ball game, another hard line drive to right. And there's two on and two out for the third baseman, Braden Taylor. Tong at 85 pitches. Next one will match his season high of 86. Taylor, a couple of groundouts 0 for 2, and another ball in the dirt off the glove of Suero and behind him to the warning track. And everyone will move up 90 feet. Haas to third, and Isaac to second base. So that the second wild pitch on Tong today. Now the Hot Rods with more insurance and scoring position. 1-0 the count on Taylor. Tong kicks and deals, and a fastball up and in. And it's 2-0. A lot of throwing been done out in that right field bullpen. Jawilmy Ramirez appears to be ready. A 2-0. And a slider inside. It's three balls and no strikes. Some light rain continuing to fall here in Bowling Green. Hard to make it out through the hazy sky. The 3-0 pitch. And a curveball that hops for ball four. So the second walk allowed today by Tong. And that'll be the end of his afternoon. So Bowling Green loads the bases with two outs. And Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout will make a pitching change as Tong is short his start of the season at 3 2/3 innings. As Jawilmy Ramirez will come on and try and get out of this pickle. Bases loaded, two out. And the rain's starting to pick back up again here at Bowling Green Ballpark. Hot Rods, a 3-0 lead in the fourth on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Well, on out of the bullpen for the first time in 2024 is Jawilmy Ramirez. Ramirez joining Brooklyn from Single-A St. Lucie yesterday. Ramirez made six starts at the end of last year with Brooklyn, went 1-1 of 5.52 ERA. Earlier this year with St. Lucie, eight relief appearances, 1-1 at 2.81 earned run average. Bases loaded and two out for Cooper Kinney. And the first pitch fastball fouled back. 94 on the heater that time. It's 0-1. Kinney 0 for 2 today. As grounded out sharply to short. Rather grounded out softly to second and lined out sharply to short. As he chases the 0-1 in the dirt. Good breaking ball that time from Ramirez. And Kinney jumps behind 0-2. Ramirez 10 hits allowed in 16 innings, 10 walks, 16 strikeouts. Last pitched on Sunday for St. Lucie, took the loss in extras against Bradenton, the 0-2. And he got him. What a way to welcome yourself back to Brooklyn, Jawilmy Ramirez. Three pitches, three strikes, and he strands three in the fourth. Job well done for the 22-year-old right-hander. For Bowling Green in the fourth, they do not score. Two hits, bases left loaded. After four innings of play, it is 3-0 Hot Rods on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn trailing 3-0. First pitch swinging by Chris Suero in right. And Brock Jones doesn't have to move a whole lot to make the grab for the first out of the fifth inning. Been very economical so far for Roel Garcia outside of really one inning. Garcia threw 33 pitches, did not allow a run though in the top of the third. Needed just seven pitches to get through the fourth. 10 to get through the second. And one pitch, one out here to start the fifth inning. As Junior Tilly in the batter takes a fastball strike. Rain continuing to fall here in Bowling Green this afternoon. Not a downpour by any stretch, but certainly noticeable throughout the day as Tillian takes outside and the count evens at one. Brooklyn, no runs, one hit, three errors. They've left three. Bowling Green, three runs, five hits, an error. They have left seven. As Tillian takes in the dirt. And the count 2-1. Final line for Jonah Tong. He goes a season low 3 2/3 innings. Gives up three runs, two earned on five hits as Tillian hits one in the air left center field. Back into his right, Chandler Simpson. It's over his head and off the fence. Tillian on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a one-out double. So they're the first extra base hit of the series for Brooklyn. It belongs to Junior. Third double of the year, and Brooklyn a man in scoring position with one out. That double from Junior Tillian. calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos swinging away at the first pitch. Back behind the plate in the air. Mask dropped by Cameron James and a step onto the dirt. Rather grass behind home. Makes the catch for the second out. So two first pitch outs made in this inning. Suero on the fly ball to right. Jeffrey De Los Santos on the foul ball behind the plate. And now a man at second, two down. And back to the top of the order, Nick Morabito has reached on an error, picked up a base hit, and stolen a couple of bags today. And the first pitch to Morabito, a called strike on the outside corner. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you. Bowling Green a run in each of the first three innings today for their three tallies. The 0-1. Morabito line drive right field. That's down in front of Jones, a base hit. Jones was stationed well. So Gomez holds Tillian at third base. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Nick Morabito. And the Cyclones with runners at the corners and two out. Since Sunday, Brooklyn has nine hits. Morabito has five of them. And three of the six on Sunday. And now two of the three here on Wednesday. So Brooklyn with a tying run at the plate with William Lugo has flied out and walked in this ballgame. Trying to get the Cyclones on the board. Runner breaks from first. Pitch a called strike. Throw down to second by James. Not in time. Well, the count 0-1 on Lugo, but Nick Morabito is third stolen base of the game. And even with the 21 stolen bags by Omar this year, that the first three stolen base game by a Cyclone this season. Omar had not stolen more than two in a single game, just had done it eight times. As Lugo takes down and away. And the count evens. Actually, it's two balls and no strikes. They ruled that first pitch to Lugo out of the zone. So second and third at two down. And William in the driver's seat ahead. Two balls, no strikes. A bit late on the 2-0 fastball. Sends it off towards the seats behind home. And the count 2-1. That stolen base by Nick Morabito, though, brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. The perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. 2-1. Hops in there. Three balls and a strike. With Nick LaRusso waiting on deck. No action. The Bowling Green bullpen. It's Garcia getting close to 80 pitches on the day. Garcia works from the first base side of the slab. A 3-1 to Lugo. In the dirt, ball four. He's walked again. Second walk of the day for Lugo. Number 28 on the season. And the Cyclones have the bases loaded with two out of the fifth inning. And a great opportunity for Nick LaRusso with the tying runs on base. LaRusso has line to right, struck out in this contest. He's 0 for 2. Has reached an 11th straight entering the afternoon. The first pitch to Nick. And unable to connect on the changeup down and away. Good pitch from Roel Garcia. And LaRusso behind 0-1. Sun trying to peek its way back out again. Pitch gets away, down and away, and Brooklyn's on the board. The 0-1 miss, down and away, got underneath the glove of Cameron James. And Tillian scores on the wild pitch. To third goes Morabito. Lugo takes second, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 3-1. Well, won't end up in a highlight reel anytime soon. But you can get runs any way you can. And Brooklyn has their first here in this series on a wild pitch. And now a base hit can tie the game. 1-1. And LaRusso, a little swinging bunt towards the first base dugout. One ball and two strikes. Russo taking on a bigger role in this Brooklyn lineup. Now with Ryan Clifford up at double A. 1-2 to Garcia. Swung on and driven in the air to center. Back goes Simpson to the warning track at the fence. All he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. A go-ahead three-run home run to dead center for Nick LaRusso. And the Cyclones have taken their first lead of the series. It's 4-3. Third home run of the season, RBI 17, 18, and 19. And after the Cyclones were held with just one hit through four innings, they've exploded for four runs in the fifth and have taken their first lead of the week. Just 400 to dead center, hit it a little bit to the right of that center field 400-foot marker. And Stanley Consuegra takes a called strike. Brooklyn has taken the lead. Jonah Tong is off the schneid. As Consuegra swings and misses at the breaking ball, it's 0-2. Garcia was cruising and made two outs on one pitch in this fifth inning. As Consuegra takes a knee-high fastball for strike three, called to end the inning. But after it took Garcia to get two pitches for two outs through the first three batters of this inning, Brooklyn explodes ultimately for four runs in the frame on the strength of three hits, the big blow, the Nick LaRusso three-run homer. Halfway home on this Wednesday, 4-3 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Joelmy Ramirez back to the mound as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch swinging on the ground, his second, Tillian to his right, throws out Colton Ledbetter. So one pitch, one out for Joelmy Ramirez here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn now leading a Bowling Green 4-3. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Trey Morgan, the batter, RBI double his last time up. 1-for-1 in this ballgame, also has reached on catcher's interference. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the afternoon. First pitch inside to Morgan. And the count 1-0. The Cyclones' last win on Saturday was the 1,000th in franchise history as Morgan bounces it off the plate. It's 1-1. Question today is, who did the Brooklyn Cyclones beat for their first ever franchise victory? As the 1-1 cut on and missed there by Morgan. And Ramirez ahead 1-2. A tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. 1-2 pitch. Morgan, a hard ground ball off of Ramirez and in a center field for a base hit. So Morgan starts his South Atlantic League career with a multi-hit game. And the Hot Rods have one on with one out. For the catcher, Cameron James. Struck out both times in this ball game today. And the Cyclones beat the Rome Emperors for win 1,000. Who did the Cyclones beat? For win number one. Back in 2001, as James hits one in the air to left. Back goes Consuegra, leaps in front of the fence, and he makes the catch. Morgan was all the way at second base, has to hurry up and get back to first. But Cameron James gave one a ride out to straightaway left. And Consuegra just to the left of the digital scoreboard on that left field wall and right in front of the Murphy Construction Group signage in bold yellow. Able to leap and take away a base hit from James that might have banged off the fence and could have potentially tied the game. So two out now for Brock Jones. And the first pitch to him is way high for ball one. Jones, former safety on the Stanford football team, played some special teams as a freshman. Left the football team after his freshman year to focus on baseball full-time as Jones fouls it away in the count 0-2. Jones a ground out and a strikeout in this one. One on, two out here in the fifth. Brooklyn a 4-3 lead. Ramirez throws over. And Morgan dives back. Brooklyn will have 5, 6, 7. Lara, McLean, and Suero due up in the top of the sixth. Ramirez ready for the first base side of the rubber, the pitch. And this hit in the air down the line and left. Consuegra on the move to his right, and this one into the seats in foul ground, clanging off some metal chairs. And it's 1-2 now on Jones. Ramirez has come on and thrown strikes. 10 of his 12 pitches so far in the zone. He threw 8 pitches in his last FSL outing on Sunday. The 1-2 way high. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Came on in that wild extra inning game that St. Lucie lost 12-11. Gave up a couple of hits, a couple of runs. Only one of the two were earned, though. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the changeup down. Juilmi Ramirez, his second strikeout. And he strands a runner in the fifth. No runs, one hit, one left. 5 innings complete here in Kentucky. It is 4-3 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth inning, Wilfredo Lara to lead off. Roel Garcia back to work. 86 pitches so far on the day, and his first toss high to Lara 1-0. Lara 0-2. Brooklyn a 4-3 advantage as the 1-0 up above the shoulders. Two balls and no strikes. There is action in Bowling Green's left field bullpen. Garcia getting closer and closer to the finish line, the 2-0. And Lara, a high fly ball to right center. Simpson back to his left, slowing down in front of the warning track. And as he back pedals onto the warning track, and Wright makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. Now Nolan McLean 0-2, a couple of strikeouts in this ballgame. Friday's first pitch to Nolan. And McLean comes up empty on the slider that bounced. And the count, no balls and a strike. The kick, the 0-1. And McLean can't hold up on the breaking ball. And again, Nolan falls behind. No balls and two strikes. Tough time for Nolan so far this afternoon. Garcia has had his number to this point. Trying for his third strikeout against him. And he gets it at the bottom of the zone. Ball was dropped by the catcher, James. But a fastball at the knees. And Roel Garcia has his fifth strikeout. And there's two out of the sixth for Chris Suero. 92 pitches today for Garcia the third. And a new season high for him through 91 back on May the 3rd against Jersey Shore. Chris Suero 0-2, a couple of fly balls. And he takes strike one at the chest. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Cyclones on Saturday beat the Rome Emperors for win number 1,000 in franchise history as Suero takes in the dirt 1-1. Question today is, who did Brooklyn beat for the first win in franchise history back in June of 2001? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. The 1-1 to Chris, and Suero a high fly ball back behind second. Second baseman Kinney calling for it, and on the outfield grass makes the catch off to his left, and the side is retired. So Roel Garcia, a bounce back 1-2-3 frame in the sixth, retires Brooklyn on nine pitches to the bottom of the inning. Still 4-3 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi,
This is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Joelmy Ramirez out for his second full inning of relief. Brooklyn holding on to a 4-3 lead. Hunter Haas then back to the top for Bowling Green. 9-1-2. Haas, Simpson, and Isaac, the three scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Haas has been on base twice on an error and a single. Shows bunt, pulls back. At least according to the base umpire, Trey Ward on appeal. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Righty's 1-0, and Haas sends it back and out of play. And the count evens at one. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. We'll give you the answer in the top of the seventh. Already have one correct answer funneled in. The 1-1, and Haas a towering fly ball to left. Out is the shortstop Lugo, in is Consuegra. And Stanley drifting to his left makes the play with both hands for the first out. So one up, one down for Ramirez. Brings up Chandler Simpson. Fly out to center his last time. Has also reached on a single and catcher's interference. He's 1-for-2. But a question is, Saturday, Brooklyn beat the Rome Emperors for win number 1,000. Who did Brooklyn beat for win number one in June of 2001? As is fouled off the hands of Simpson. Onto the roof, no balls and a strike. If you think you know the answer, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. We'll give you the answer in the next half inning. The 0-1 pitch up and in. Evens up and a ball and a strike. Taking a look around the Mets affiliates, including the big league club here in the sixth inning. The 1-1. Simpson a ground ball underneath the diving glove of Lara at third base for a base hit. It's the second time Simpson has slapped one through the left side. Lara was playing in, protecting against the bunt. And Simpson, just a seeing-eye dribbler underneath Lara's torso. And the league leader in batting average is on base again. And now the minor league leader in stolen bases over at first base is the tying run. For Xavier Isaac, 2-for-3, a double. That brought in a run in the first. Has also singled and struck out looking. A throwback to first, and Simpson dives in. But the Mets will take on the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. Joey Lucchese called up to make his 2024 season debut. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw down by Suero. The tag, safe. Thought for a second Simpson might overslide the bag. But his minor league leading 28th stolen base of the year. And the Hot Rods now have the tying run in scoring position. Was a first pitch breaking ball by Ramirez. Looked like a slider up and in, was called a ball. And now all of a sudden Simpson at second base with the tying run. The 1-0 to Isaac, and this one lined into right field, his third hit of the game. They're going to wave Simpson around. Here comes Jeffrey De Los Santos' throw. It's cut off by LaRusso. Once again, the combination of Simpson and Isaac deliver. Simpson single, steals second. Isaac is third into the game, his second RBI. His league-leading 31st run batted in. And just like that, in a blink of an eye, we're tied at four. Three hits, two RBIs today for Isaac. And yes. Sort of have a feeling that seems to be a trend. Now, once the Cyclones leave town, those two are going to move up to Double A. As Braden Taylor takes high 1-0, happened last week with Rome. Spencer Schwellenbach promoted to Double A Mississippi after pitching well against Brooklyn last week. A 1-0 to Taylor. There's a strike on the inside corner. It's even at one. But Lucchese will start for the Mets tonight. Ranger Suarez will get the ball for the Phillies. Adrian Hauser was supposed to start tonight for the Mets. warmed up too much in the bullpen. Unavailable for New York today. As Taylor takes low. Two balls and a strike. Mark Vientos also rejoining the big league team. Mets designating Joey Wendell for assignment. Optioned Jose Buto to AAA Syracuse. 2-1 from Juwilme. And a fastball on the inner half. 93 that time. And the count evens at 2. AAA Syracuse had rain impact their ball game at a matinee against Iowa. Game called after the top of the sixth inning. Syracuse given a 4-3 victory. Mike Vassell, his first win of the year, 5 innings of 3-run ball. As a check swing on the pitch that kicks off the shin guards of Suero. Chris asking for an appeal. Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire Ward. And it's full at 3-2. Brooklyn's bullpen back up and going. Out in straightaway right. Three and two, the count on Taylor with one out. Game tied at 4, Isaac goes, and this pulled on the ground, a foul ball up the first baseline. It's foul by Plenty. The first base coach for Bowling Green, Perry Roth, is trying his best to try and convince the umpires otherwise. Syracuse, a 4-3 winner. Yalmer Sanchez, his third home run. How about Hayden Singer? His first home run of the year at AAA after Mike Brasso homered 3 times yesterday. Another payoff again. Isaac goes, and the slider inside and low, ball 4. And Isaac was thinking about advancing to third, trying to see if the Cyclones were napping. He was walking in that direction by the time Suero realized, slammed on the brakes, and headed back. Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. And it appears that'll be all for Juwilme Ramirez in his return to the Cyclones today. 29 pitches for Juwilme. Got out of a big bases loaded jam back in the fourth, but will depart with the game tied. And the tying, or rather the go-ahead runs on base for Bowling Green here in the sixth. We'll get you the new information on the right-hander when we come back. 2-1, 1-out, 1-in for Bowling Green. We're tied at 4 here in the bottom of the sixth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Justin Lawson on as the third arm used today by Gilbert Gomez. Lawson, the righty, 6'3", 205 pounds, 23 years old from Winfield, Louisiana, has been outstanding for the Cyclones in relief so far this season. The numbers for Lawson, making his 9th appearance, no record, a .59 ERA, tied for 4th in the league with 4 saves, just 5 hits allowed in 15 in the third innings. That the fewest hits allowed by a reliever with that many innings pitched this year. 6 walks, 15 strikeouts. Comes on with 2 on and 1 out here in the sixth. Cooper Kinney, the first man he'll face, in the righty's first pitch slider. On the inside half, it's 0-1. Kinney 0-3 today. Struck out his last time up. Lawson pitching for the first time since last Thursday, almost a week ago, the 0-1. Dribbled foul behind the plate. 0-2 now the count. Lawson tossed a scoreless inning, 17 pitches in that game against Rome. Two on, one out. Runners on the responsibility of Joelmi Ramirez. The 0-2 up and away. 1-2 now on Cooper Kinney. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates, we mentioned AAA Syracuse has already won. AA Binghamton falling at home to Bowie, 4-0 Orioles affiliate. A 1-2 pitch, and Kinney pulls one in the air down the line and right. And this one headed towards the carousel in foul ground. And it's still 1-2. Someone came away with that foul ball beyond the right field fence. A buoy 4 in the eighth to win that ball game after Brandon Sproat went 5 shutout, 3-hit innings in his AA debut. The 1-2 from Lawson. And this one, a hot shot ground ball past the glove of Lugo in a center field, a base hit. They're going to wave Isaac around to the plate. Throw in, comes into third. It's an RBI single for Cooper Kinney. His 22nd RBI of the year. And Bowling Green has regained the lead. It's 5-4. Just a rocket back through the middle. And underneath the outstretched glove of Lugo, Valenzuela was sending Isaac all the way as the throw-in from center by Morabito went to third to try and hold Taylor at second, which it did. And Bowling Green, a two-spot here in the sixth to take the lead. Line still unofficial for Ramirez, responsible for Taylor at second as the pitch to Ledbetter pulled out down the right field line, back at the track at the wall, and this one is gone. A long three-run home run to straightaway right for Colton Ledbetter. At the first home run allowed by Justin Lawson in his professional career. And the Hot Rods have broken it open. It's an 8-4 ball game. Didn't even see where that ball went out. Just based on the way the guys were running at first and second base, you knew it was out of here. Very hard to make out where balls are necessarily going from this third base vantage point. And so the Hot Rods with a home run to retake a four-run lead. As Trey Morgan swings and misses. And the count 0-1. And one strike pitch high. A called strike anyway in the count 0-2. Final line for Joelmi Ramirez. He goes an inning and two-thirds, three runs all earned on three hits. A walk, two strikeouts, 29 pitches, 20 strikes. The 0-2 to Morgan. Outside, a ball and two strikes now. Two runs applied to Lawson here in the inning. He's given up more earned runs today than he had in his first 15 and a third innings combined. The 0-2 pitch, and this fouled off the facade of the upper deck. 1-2 on Trey Morgan. Cameron James on deck. Seventh man to bat in the inning. And that pitch low. 2-2. Five runs in for Bowling Green here in the home sixth. Turn a 4-3 Brooklyn lead into an 8-4 advantage for the Hot Rods. The 2-2. And this hit in the air to left. Kinsuegra in a step or two. Now jogs in a little bit more to make the catch over his left shoulder for the second out of the inning. So two down in the sixth. Brings up Cameron James 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball, 2 left. But Binghamton falling in that ball game to Bowie by a 4-0 final. Ryan Clifford 1 for 3 with a walk in that ball game. As Cameron James comes up empty on the pitch down. No balls and a strike. Single A St. Lucie will be in Palm Beach tonight. That game going to get underway at 6:30 Eastern time as Lawson throws a dirt ball. And the count evens at 1. Kate Morris, 0-3, a 4.55 ERA, expected to make the start for St. Lucie. And the Florida Complex League Mets right now on the road against the Astros. They trail 4-2 in the 7th. As Lawson misses up and in. 2 balls and a strike. Simon Juan, though, a home run in that one for the FCL club, his 2nd of the year. A 2-1 from Lawson on the outside half. And the count evens at 2. Bowling Green 5 runs on 4 hits in the inning. James, the 8th man to bat, and he'll strike out swinging on the changeup to retire the side. But Bowling Green scores 5 runs on 4 hits. One man left, the big blow, a 3-run home run to right by Colton Ledbetter. We are through 6, 8-4 Bowling Green on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the 7th. Brooklyn and Bowling Green. Hot Rods of 5-run 6 to take an 8-4 advantage. Call to the bullpen. Roel Garcia is out. Jay Christensen, the new arm in the game. And his first pitch to Junior Tillian is in there for a called strike one. Christensen, the right-hander, 6'3", 190 pounds out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And he offers another fastball to make it 0-2. Christensen, 24 years old, former 15th round pick of Tampa Bay. Final line for the starter, Roel Garcia. The 0-2 hops off the plate, a ball and 2 strikes. Garcia, 6 innings, 4 runs all earned on 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Season high 95 pitches, 60 strikes, but leaves in line for the win as Tillian takes down and away. And the count evens at 2. The numbers for Christensen so far this year, making his 9th appearance, 1-1, a 3.65 ERA. Righty deals, and Tillian pulls one deep down the line and left. Will it stay fair or foul? It is a fair ball and gone. Junior Tillian sends one out beyond the left field fence, his first home run of the season, and the Cyclones get one back in the 7th. It's 8-5. Tillian's first home run since last July the 7th on the road in Wilmington. And a rude greeting for Jay Christensen, a fastball up and in, and Tillian got his hands in and pulled it out of the ballpark. First home run is sixth RBI, and it's 8-5 Bowling Green now in the seventh. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos, and he takes one low, and the count 1-0. A 1-0 in the air to left. In and to his right is Ledbetter. And he'll make the catch and straightaway left for the first out of the seventh inning. Christensen, the right-hander. That home run, the third he's allowed this year. 10 hits in 12 and a third innings entering the day. 8 walks, 12 strikeouts. Here's Nick Morabito, 2-for-3. He's also reached on an error in this ballgame and stolen a team-season-high 3 bags. As Morabito takes high. And the count 1-0. Christensen, former 15th round pick out of Feather River College in Quincy, California, as Morabito takes inside 2-0. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question on this Wednesday afternoon. The 2-0 called strike. And the count 2-1. Our question is, on Saturday, Brooklyn, their 1,000th franchise victory over the Rome Emperors. Question is, who did the Brooklyn beat for win number one back in 2001 as Morabito gets it off the handle as the sun comes back out? It's 2-2. But, of course, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with the correct answer, the Jamestown Jammers. Winning that game June of 2001. This hit on the ground is short. Big hop for Haas. Fires to first. And his throw pulls Xavier Isaac off the bag. And safe at first is Morabito. So Nick on base for the fourth time today. Took a big second hop on Haas on the backhand. And the throw pulled Isaac off towards the home plate side of first. It'll be a throwing error on Haas. So Morabito has created both errors against Bowling Green today. Both have been with Morabito chugging up the first base line. And so Brooklyn with one on and one out. And William Lugo takes low for ball one. Lugo has walked twice, 0-for-1 officially on this Wednesday afternoon. But yeah, Jamestown Jammers, the team Brooklyn beat for win number one. As Lugo lifts it in the air, left side of the infield. Both the shortstop and third baseman shading their eyes from the sun. Neither can find it. It bounces, and Haas picks it up on the hop and throws overhand to second to force out Morabito, who had to hold to see whether or not that ball would bounce. And just like that, there's two out. Well, both the third baseman and shortstop had no sunglasses on. No sunglasses for Haas. Taylor has his on top of his hat. And interestingly, still choosing not to put him on after that last fly ball as Nick LaRusso takes down and away. Didn't see an umpire call for an infield fly. What a weird 6-4 fielder's choice for the second out of the seventh inning. 1-0, and this hits LaRusso right on the left elbow. Thankfully, he has some protection on that arm. But Brooklyn will now bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Stanley Consuegra. As, yeah, that caught LaRusso right on that left elbow protector. Gilbert Gomez down to take a look at him. Skyler Nicholson, the assistant athletic trainer, also out to make sure all okay. And LaRusso going to stay in the ballgame. As he walks up the first base line. So Lugo moves to second. And now first and second. Two out in the seventh for Stanley Consuegra, who is 0-for-3. Trying to snap an 0-for-12 stretch at the plate. It's been a wild topsy-turvy game on this Wednesday afternoon. Brooklyn trailed 3-0, then led 4-3. As Consuegra pulls one deep down the left field line, but this one well foul. And Consuegra making a bid for a game-tying home run. Only has one long ball this season. A Bowling Green, a 5-spot in the bottom of the sixth to regain the lead, 8-4. Brooklyn, a Tillion home run has made it 8-5. Still have two on, two out. The 0-1 to Stanley. And Christensen misses low. It's even a ball and a strike. Christensen, originally a catcher, converted to a pitcher back in his college days, started his college career at North Iowa Community College in Mason City. A look at second, the 1-1, and Consuegra, a high pop fly into the first base seats. It's 1-2. Quarter past one here in the Central Time Zone. Quarter past two in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn trailing Bowling Green 8-5. The 1-2 up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Wilfredo Lara, the third baseman on deck for Brooklyn. Christensen, his 21st pitch of the inning. And Consuegra in the air. First base side, foul territory. Isaac on the warning track, reaches back over his head, and in front of the Cyclones dugout makes the play to end the inning. So Brooklyn has to settle for one as they're retired with the tying run at the plate. Junior Tillian's home run makes it an 8-5 game, time to get up and stretch in the home seventh on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Justin Lawson back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing in this one, 8-5 our score. Opening game of this six-game set. Doubleheader tomorrow starting at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. Yordani Ventura against Duncan Davitt in game one. Nolan McClain against Trevor Martin in game two. Coverage starting 6:15 Eastern tomorrow. As Justin Lawson's first pitch of the home seventh waved at and missed by Brock Jones. And the count 0-1. Jones 0-3, couple of strikeouts and a ground ball. As there's a knee-high strike. And Lawson ahead, no balls and two strikes. Cyclones a couple of home runs in this ballgame today. A three-run shot from LaRusso. A solo blast by Tillian, the 0-2 pitch. Outside, a ball and two strikes. Alrighty deals. And Jones takes outside. 2-2 now the count. On the Hot Rods right fielder. Bowling Green in the orange alternates today. Brooklyn in the road grays. The 2-2. Broken back ground ball up the first baseline. Barrel ends up halfway between the pitcher's mound and first. Still 2-2 on Brock Jones. Russo will fire the barrel off out of play. Infield shifted for Jones to pull. Third baseman Lara well off the line. 2-2. This is down. And the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones, former second-round pick out of Stanford, former top prospect in this system. The payoff pitch on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Got him on the backdoor slider. And Justin Lawson has a strikeout for the first out of the seventh inning. That K brought to you by BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Hunter Haas, 1-for-3, has reached on an error and a single. Fly ball to left in his last at-bat. Pops one in the air. Shallow left field. Consuegra on to his left to make the grab. And two quickly retired by Lawson to begin the seventh. Back to the top of the lineup in Chandler Simpson. He's had himself an excellent day. Been on base 3 times. Couple of singles. Catcher's interference. He's also flied out to center. Stolen a bag and scored twice. Former second-round pick out of Georgia Tech is this one out of play. And the count 0-1. Simpson, his speed, drawing a lot of comparisons to guys like Terrence Gore and Billy Hamilton. But seen as a better hitter than both of them. As Simpson goes fishing, the off-speed down, it's 0-2. Because he's a better hitter, it's a better chance to stick in the big leagues than Hamilton or Gore did, as Simpson, a rare strikeout as Lawson retires him on 3 pitches. Slider down and in for the final swing and miss. Just the 15th strikeout of the year for Chandler Simpson at 127 trips to the plate. 1-2-3 goes Bowling Green in the seventh. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for Brooklyn pitching. To the business end of this ballgame, an 8-5 Bowling Green lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to brooklyncyclones.com.
5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn in the eighth. They trail this one 8-5. Jay Christensen out for his second inning of relief. And Lara pulls it on the ground, foul towards the third base coach's box. And the count 0-1, Lara McLean-Suero. 3 due up in the inning. Brooklyn trailing by three as the 0-1 fouled off Lara's foot before it rolls towards the third base side. And the count 0-2. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour, Brooklyn 5 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. They have left 5. Bowling Green 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They have left 8. The 0-2 to Lara, down and away. And the count 1-2. Action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Looks to be Jake Stevenson up and throwing. The 1-2. Dirt ball there from Christensen. Evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There is a right-hander throwing out at left for Bowling Green as well. The 2-2. And Lara swings through the high fastball, strike three. Just 89 up in the zone. Christensen picks up the strikeout for the first out of the eighth inning. First strikeout today for him. And one down for Nolan McClain, who has struck out in all 3 trips to the plate today. Righty offers, and McClain brushed back inside. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 1-0. Christensen is committed to Southern Illinois before signing with the Rays as a 15th-round pick in 2022. Nolan takes high, 2 balls and no strikes. Feather River College, same alma mater. His former Cyclone lefty, Evan McClain, part of the Cyclones in 03 and 04. Speaking of McClain, a high pop fly behind third. Calling for it, the third baseman, Taylor, drifting to his left on the outfield. Grass makes the snag. 2 out now in the eighth inning. For Chris Suero, 0-for-3 in this game with 3 fly ball outs. Popped up to second in his last trip. Now Christensen was a business and biomechanics major during his time in college, figuring that biomechanics probably helping out with baseball these days, as Suero takes outside 1-0 out of Creighton Durham Hall High School in St. Paul, Minnesota. That high school has produced a lot of talent over the years as Suero swings through the high heat. It's 1-1. Same high school alma mater as Christensen's favorite player growing up, Hall of Famer Joe Mauer. Going to get inducted this summer. Suero takes a strike 1-2. Paul Molitor, the Hall of Famer, also went to that high school in St. Paul, as well as former Blue Jays prospect and Heisman Trophy Award winner Chris Wenke. Was a Blue Jays prospect before he was a college football star, as Suero strikes out on the breaking ball to end the inning. So Christensen bounces back after a bumpy 7th, strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 8th. 2-3-4, new up for Bowling Green in their half of the 8th. On comes Jake Stevenson. Cyclones trail 8-5 here from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jake Stevenson on to make his third appearance as a member of the Mets organization. Stevenson, 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old, from Waconia, Minnesota. Signed by the Mets at the start of last week. Spent last year with Greensboro in this league in the Pirates system. Two innings last week against Rome. No runs, a hit, no walks. Struck out three. We'll face Xavier Isaac to lead off the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch inside and low. And the count 1-0. Isaac 3-for-4 today with a double and a couple of RBIs. RBI base hit his last time up. The 1-0 is a called strike. And the count even at one. Final line for Justin Lawson. He goes in this ball game. Inning and two-thirds, two runs, two hits. No walks, struck out three. 1-1, and Isaac late on the pitch up at 96, and it's 1-2. Lawson, 28 pitches, 20 strikes today. Stevenson's been mighty effective since being signed by Brooklyn. Last pitched on Saturday, earned the win. 1-2, and Isaac pulls it deep down the right field line. A foul ball onto the side berm. 1-2, it remains. 17 pitches. He had three outs in his last outing. Did hit a batter and surrender a single. The 1-2 pitch, and Isaac pops it in the air. This one will get out of play. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Isaac, guy who has played with a chip on his shoulder, sort of unheralded as a first-round pick 2 years ago. Did not play in the showcase circuit entering his senior year of high school because of a foot injury as Isaac strikes out swinging. Stevenson dials up the fastball to 96. Second time Isaac down on strikes today, first of the swinging variety. And there's one down in the eighth inning for Braden Taylor. 0-for-2, a couple of walks in this ball game. Taylor, 30 walks now on the season. Entered play third in the league. And Stevenson takes and offers low. And the count 1-0. Taylor, first round pick last year out of TCU. First position player to be drafted in the first round in TCU's history. As this one line to right, that'll get down in front of De Los Santos for a base hit. So Braden Taylor on for the third straight time. First hit of the series. One on, one out for Cooper Kinney. 1-for-4 with an RBI base hit tonight. That gave Bowling Green the lead in his last at-bat. Stevenson from the stretch, and his first pitch pulled on the ground towards second, past the glove of Tilley into his left, into right field, a base hit. Holding at second is Taylor. Second hit of the day for Cooper Kinney. And the Hot Rods with two on and one out for Colton Ledbetter, who hit a big three-run home run his last time up. That right now the difference in this ball game. Bowling Green, 12 hits today. Season high given up by Brooklyn, 14. That was back on April the 10th. So two on and one out for Ledbetter as Stevenson comes home. And Colton takes a letter high strike. 0-1 the count. Brooklyn in their half of the ninth inning will have 8-9-1 due up. Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Morabito trying to keep this a three-run game into that final half inning. The 0-1. This is low. Suero blocks it in front. Runner stays put. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Taking a look around Major League Baseball on this Wednesday afternoon. Quite a few afternoon games across the big leagues. 1-1 pitch. Fastball down. Count 2-1. And the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead on the Orioles, bottom of the sixth. Jordan Westberg is seventh home run of the year for the Orioles. Going to the bottom of the sixth right now in Detroit. Miami a 2-0 lead on the Tigers. Trevor Rogers against Casey Mize. Stevenson's 2-1. Ledbetter tries to hold up and does, says the base umpire award. Fastball up in the count. 3-3. Stevenson in danger of walking the bases loaded. Trey Morgan, the DH on deck. The 3-1. And Ledbetter chases the slider in the dirt. Good pitch there from Stevenson. And the count full 3-2. Brian De La Cruz, his ninth home run of the year, a 2-run shot for Miami. The only runs in that ballgame. 3-2, the count on Ledbetter. We'll see if the runners go. They do not, and Ledbetter pulls it deep down the line and right at home run distance, but a foul ball. End of 5 in Milwaukee. The Brewers up 7-1 on the Pirates. Robert Gasser making the second start of his major league career against Martin Perez. 4 home runs already in that game for Milwaukee. Has Ledbetter off the end of the bat to second. Tillian on his second for 1, and that's all they'll get. Tillian threw one a bit offline. Lugo had to reach towards the pitcher's mound. Was able to keep his foot on the bag to get the force there. But no real chance on a relay back to first because he was off balance. Taylor will advance to third on the 4-6 fielder's choice. So runners at the corners now for Trey Morgan with 2 out. So here is Morgan. A chance to add it to the Bowling Green lead. He has reached base 3 times today. Catcher's interference, a double and a single. Flied out to left his last time. He's 2-for-3. First pitch, the lefty batter, and Morgan pulls it fair down the first baseline, a base hit. 1 run is in on his way to third. Ledbetter, he'll be held there. Throw in to second by De Los Santos, not in time. It's a 3-hit day for Trey Morgan in his South Atlantic League debut. Another RBI double for him. And Bowling Green now leads 9-5. They've matched their largest lead of the day. It's 4. 9 runs given up today by Brooklyn pitching. Tied for the most in a single game this year. Last gave up 9. On April the 17th at Jersey Shore. Now Cameron James 0-for-4. And he takes low for ball 1. So that the first run Stevenson has allowed with the Cyclones and as a member of the Mets farm system. The 1-0. And another one buried behind the plate. 2 balls and no strikes, but William Contreras has gone deep in that ball game. Gary Sanchez, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, all home runs for Milwaukee as they've jumped out to a big lead over Pittsburgh. The 2-0, and James, a ground ball through the hole between third and short, a base hit. 1 run is in. Morgan will be held at third. Throw comes all the way to the plate, now gets away. Morgan thought about breaking. Stevenson throws to third base and throws it down the left field line all the way into the corner. So Morgan will walk home on his way to third, and rounding home towards the plate is Cameron James. He will score on a Little League home run, and it's 12-5 Bowling Green as the wheels have completely fallen off the vehicle. I have no idea why Stevenson threw that ball to third base. And he threw it well down the line all the way into the corner. And so Cameron James walked all the way home. And so instead of 1 run scoring on that base hit, three-run score instead. And now Suero out to the mound to talk with Stevenson as Brooklyn's given up a season-high 12 runs. Could be two errors on that play. One on the throw in from left field. And another on the throw by Stevenson, but they'll only give one. On the throwing error by Stevenson. So now the bases are empty for Brock Jones, who is 0 for 4. Struck out three times, and he takes high for ball one. Jones, the only Bowling Green player without a base hit this afternoon. 14 hits against Brooklyn pitching also ties the season high. And Jones, a high fly ball to right. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track at the wall, and that one is gone beyond the Brooklyn bullpen. So now every hot rod player in the starting lineup has a base hit. And it's 13-5, Bowling Green in the eighth. Second home run of the game for Bowling Green. And the hot rods have their second five-run inning in the last three trips to the plate. And it has just been an ugly day for Brooklyn in the field, both defensively and on the mounds. The Cyclones, who came into play today with the lowest ERA in the South Atlantic League, probably will not be able to say the same going into tomorrow's doubleheader. So now Hunter Haas takes down and away for ball one. Haas, the eighth man to bat for Bowling Green in the frame. The righty's 1-0. Bounces before the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Inning started so promisingly with a strikeout of Xavier Isaac. As Haas takes a called strike. 2-1 now the count. Outside, three balls and a strike now. To the top of the lineup in Chandler Simpson on deck. Looks like Josh Hedgeka up in the bullpen for Brooklyn. Righty fires, and that's outside ball four. And Bowling Green has officially sent all nine to the plate here in the eighth inning. Chris Suero out to talk with Stevenson as Chandler Simpson will come to the plate. And that'll be all for Jake Stevenson today. Josh Hedgeka making his way towards the bullpen door. Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. And that'll be all for Stevenson on this Wednesday. Five runs in for Bowling Green. They've sent nine men to the plate here in the eighth. They lead it 13-5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
want to make his franchise record 51st pitching appearance is Josh Hedgecke, trying to get the final out of this eighth inning. Brooklyn is giving up a five spot. It is 13-5 in favor of Bowling Green. This has lopsided a score, as we've seen with Brooklyn on the losing end so far this season. Season high, 13 runs allowed, 14 hits given up, or rather 15 hits given up. A season high allowed by the Cyclones pitching staff. Well, it's a sleepy morning here in Bowling Green. Gray skies for the most part. Some rain in the early going in this ballgame. It has been a performance to match. So Chandler Simpson, the base is empty. Rather one on and two out, excuse me, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hunter Haas, the runner at first, and the first toss to Simpson, foul at the third baseline. And the count 0-1, Simpson 2-for-4 in this ballgame, but has reached base three times, also on catcher's interference. Brooklyn has also committed four errors in this game. That ties the season high as well. The 0-1, and Simpson takes inside. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1 due up. And they're half of the ninth inning. The one strike pitch. Outside 2-1 now on Simpson. Like Xavier Isaac, who led off the inning with a strikeout, waiting on deck. Simpson, ninth man to bat for the Hot Rods in the eighth. The 2-1. This pulled on the ground and through the hole between first and second. Another hit, stopping at second, Haas. Jeffrey De Los Santos throws into second base. Another three-hit game for a Bowling Green player. Three different players with three-hit games today. Simpson joining Xavier Isaac and Trey Morgan. And so runners at first and second and two out for Xavier Isaac, who is looking for a four-hit game today. Has three hits, a double, a couple of singles, two RBIs. Has also struck out twice in this game. Righty deals, and Isaac takes high, and the count 1-0. Hedgecke's 1-0, and Isaac a fly ball to left. Out is Lara, in is Consuegra, and it lands between Lara and Consuegra. Haas scores. Going to third is Simpson. Throw to second base. Not in time. It'll be a looping RBI double for Xavier Isaac. His fourth hit, his third RBI of the game. And an afternoon to forget for the Brooklyn Cyclones continues. It's 14-5. Just looped it into a perfect spot in shallow left. Consuegra came on. Lara went out. And it landed right between the two of them. So make it a six-run inning for Bowling Green. The runner at third, still the responsibility of Stevenson. As Braden Taylor, the 11th man to bat in the frame, as this one a check swing foul ball. And the count 0-1. Roddy offers that one down. One ball and one strike. Roddy offers. Swing and a miss there by Taylor. 1-2 now on the Hot Rods third baseman. Hedgecke sets at the letters, the 1-2. And Taylor serves it out of play, a foul ball. Runners at second and third, two out here in the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn trailing 14-5. One-two pitch. popped up. Foul ground, first base side. LaRusso and Suero are over. LaRusso reaches back behind him, makes the catch over the shoulder to end the inning. But Bowling Green sends 11 men to the plate in the frame. They score 6 runs on 7 hits and leave 2 more in scoring position. We head to the ninth. Cyclones trail 14-5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Bowling Green. Jeff Hakenson on to try and get the final 3 outs. Hot Rods well in control, a 14-5 lead on this now sunny Wednesday afternoon. Hakenson making his 10th appearance of the year. 1-0 of 5.4 ERA with a save. 9 hits and 13 and a third innings. 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. Junior Tillian homered his last time up. He'll lead off. And he takes a called strike 1. Tillian, 2 of Brooklyn's 5 hits today. 4 of the 5 hits have come from the same 2 players. Tillian with 2, Morabito with 2. As Tillian takes a strike 0-2, Hackinson pitching for the first time since Friday, went 2 innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Former fifth-round pick of the Rays out of UCF. The 0-2. Down and away, a ball and 2 strikes. Final line for Jake Christensen. 2 innings, a run, a hit. No walks, 2 strikeouts. 33 pitches, 18 strikes. 1-2. Tillian pops it in the air, shallow center. Out is the second baseman, and making the catch on the move is Cooper Kinney in shallow center. One away here in the ninth inning. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos 0 for 3 in this game. Fly ball to left in his last at bat. Final line for Jake Stevenson goes 2/3 of an inning, gives up 6 runs on 5 hits. A walk, a strikeout. 27 pitches, 15 strikes. So now De Los Santos 0 for 3. Takes inside for ball 1. Expected to be Yordani Ventura against Duncan Davitt in game 1 tomorrow. Nolan McClain against Trevor Martin in game 2. Game 1 will get underway around 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 local here at Bowling Green Ballpark. Both games be 7 innings in length. And this back towards the roof. 2 balls and a strike. All the screaming youngsters have vacated the ballpark on this Wednesday. The 2-1. Bid high. 3 balls and a strike now on Jeffrey. Top of the lineup, Nick Morabito waiting on deck. The 3-1. Another foul ball behind the dish. And the count now full at 3-2. Be a 6:30 Eastern time start tomorrow. 7:35 on Friday and Saturday for another afternoon game to close out the series on Sunday. The pitch, De Los Santos, a towering fly ball to center. Simpson's first step was back, now comes into his left. A slight bend in his knees makes his catch for the second out, and the Cyclones down to their final out on this Wednesday. Brings up Nick Morabito, who has been on base all four times today. A couple of singles. He's also reached on both Bowling Green errors in this game. Righty's first pitch. Morabito takes a call, strike one. The 0-1. Another called strike, and the Cyclones down to their final strike on this Wednesday. Hakenson working from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set down by the belt. Now the 0-2, and Morabito takes in the dirt. 1-2 now the count. William Lugo, the shortstop on deck. 1-2. And Morabito line drive right center field. That's back-to-back three-hit games. And it gets behind Jones and rolls to the fence. And that allows Morabito to end up at second with a two-out double. For the second straight day, Morabito with three of Brooklyn's six hits. And the Cyclones with a man at second and two out of the ninth. So the game continues for William Lugo. Last chance for him to extend his hitting streak. Has reached today on a couple of walks. Pops it up. Off the hands to second. This will be made by Kinney on a catch coming in on the dirt. And the ball game is over. And the Hot Rods take the opening game of this series by a final of 14-5. Winning pitcher, Roel Garcia the third. With the victory, he improves to 2-1. 6 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 5. Loss in this ballgame will be given to Jawilmy Ramirez. He drops to 0-1 in the South Atlantic League this year. And 1-2 overall, gave up 3 runs on 3 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts in this ballgame. Final line score, Brooklyn 5 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. They left 6. Bowling Green 14 runs, 17 hits. Both season highs against Brooklyn, 2 errors. They left 10. Final time of game today, 2 hours and 50 minutes. And we do not have an official attendance just yet. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday afternoon. Cyclones fall to Bowling Green 14-5. We hope to have you with us again for the doubleheader tomorrow starting at 6:30. Expected to be your Danny Ventura against Duncan Davitt in Game 1. Nolan McClain against Trevor Martin in Game 2. Coverage starts 6:15 Eastern. 6:30 the first pitch of our 2 7-inning games tomorrow. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Again, your final, the Hot Rods 14 and the Cyclones 5. We hope to have you with us again for the doubleheader tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.